What's good podcast listeners, welcome to Hustle with Hussain Saifi. In this podcast, we have talked about what are some of the free and open source software which every entrepreneur should know about. I personally, as an entrepreneur, has invested a lot of money in using paid softwares, and after some time I found that there are certain free and open source solutions for those paid softwares as well. So I hope this list would add certain value to life. Keep hearing. I, as an entrepreneur, always try to cut the cost of my organization so that I could make and we could make most profits out of the business, and we could grow our business from those profits. Earlier, we used to have a lot of expenses and we used to use a lot of paid softwares, and those software used to cost us more than 30 to 40,000 rupees per month. I, as an entrepreneur, tried to look out for some alternative and some open source softwares which I could use in order to cut down that cost. Today, we have less than 5,000 rupees cost which we bear for these kind of softwares. Today, I'm going to share you my top 10 lists in which I have mentioned all the softwares which I have used in some point of time, or today I am using those kind of software. My first pick is Asana. Asana is a great project management tool for any company trying to build software projects, let's say. But the downside of Asana is it has a free tier. It has only 15 members. So if your team is less than 15 members, you could use Asana. Today, Asana helps you add projects, milestones, sections, and all those details. Earlier, when we were having a small team, we used to use Asana. Second software is Trello. Trello helps you create a pipeline for projects. Trello is very customizable. You can use Trello as a project management tool. You could use Trello as your planning tool, or you could use Trello as your sales CRM as well. My third software is Zoho Mails. As you are a professional company, so you need to send mails from your own domain. You can't sell mail from @gmail.com. so in order to get that business mail, you should use Zoho. Zoho is an Indian company. It provides you a free tier. In that free tier, it gives you 5 company email addresses, and each email address have 5 GB of storage. You could use Zoho, and once you reach limit from that free tier, you need to pay Zoho around 199 or 99 rupees per month per email address. Also, do not do a mistake of using your own servers while sending emails, because your servers are most of the time blacklisted by Gmail and by other email providers, so your mail would go to spam folder. My fourth software is LibreOffice and Google Docs. Earlier, I used to use Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, and Microsoft PowerPoint, but it used to cost me a lot, as I need to install those software on my Mac device. So I switched to LibreOffice and Google Docs, and today I can use most of the features which are available on Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel in these same open source and free softwares. My fifth pick is Invoice Ninja. Earlier, I used to use QuickBook. QuickBook was a software which used to help me do my accounting and used to help me track all the expenses and tracks or create invoices for my organization. But it was costing us around 7,000 to 8,000 rupees per year. So we switched to Invoice Ninja. Invoice Ninja is an open source software which help you do your invoicing and expenses. My sixth tool is Orange Scrum. Today we use Orange Scrum as our main project management tool. It helps. It's an open source software, so you need to download Orange Scrum and install it on your server. Once you are done with that, then you would be able to use Orange Scrum. It's an open source project, so you would be able to install it on your server, and you would be able to have unlimited projects and add unlimited clients and unlimited team members. So Orange Scrum would help you add task, milestone, and Orange Scrum also support agile software development, so you would not have any problem while viewing in a Canva board or in an while creating a sprint. My seventh software would be Canva.com. Canva.com is a free photo editing software which allow you to create all kind of normal covers, put photos and social media posts. We use Canva for creating our all kinds of social media posts and video banners as well. My 8th software is GitLab. Earlier we used to use Bitbucket for hosting all our code and for version control, but as our team grew from 5 members to more than 40 members, so Bitbucket used to be expensive for us. It was costing us around 10 to 15,000 rupees per month for the version control solution. So we moved to GitLab. We downloaded the entire GitLab code, hosted on our server, and created our new VPS server, and now we host our code on our own servers. 9th on the list is Shortcut. Shortcut is a video editing tool which you can download on your desktop and edit all kind of video. Best video editing tool is Adobe Premiere Pro, and it's a lot of expensive. So you could use Shortcut to edit all kinds of video. 10th on the list is Erexis. Erexis is a sales CRM tool which we have started to use recently as our sales pipeline grew. So Trello was lagging. So we tried to shift all the data from Trello to Erexis. Erexis is a beautiful sales pipeline tool which allows you to store all kind of data regarding your sales, your customers, and all other details. I hope this podcast added certain value to your life. If it did, make sure you subscribe and share on social. Keep hearing.